Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. Today, I welcome a guest who will talk about a topic in depth, and we have never really had a dream expert focus on something that is so important and that we all share and that we would all like to become more familiar and proficient at using, and that is dreams as a tool for self-discovery. Our guest is Kaya, author of The Source Code, a dictionary of dream signs and signals, who will show us in his extensive and descriptive way more than 880 pages of dream interpretations with topics ranging from accidents to the zoo. Kaya incorporates 15 plus years of research and study so readers can begin to understand the profound significance of the messages received during their sleep state. Kaya collaborated with doctors, therapists, teachers, and he is the founder, chairman, and CEO of University Mycal, a multinational nonprofit organization. Hello and welcome, Kaya.
Hello. Hello, Sharon. It's a great show. Thank you for your invitation.
You're very welcome. As listeners of Healing From Within are aware, each show features guests and authors who share their experiences and expertise in metaphysical fields, exploring the study of mind, body, and spirit, along with the study of matter and energy, leading our listeners to deal better during their daily life experiences while utilizing the universal laws of energy for improving health, relationships, and for creating happier and more successful life journeys. Exploring the means and tools for self-investigation, the use of intuition and spiritual awareness or higher consciousness, we find everything is possible. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will ask questions such as, do you have a recurring dream? Do you dream about animals, see strange symbols or numbers? Do you often see yourself falling or flying or swimming while you sleep? Do you wake up perplexed or baffled by your dreams, or are you haunted by nightmares? Kaya, I would like to ask you something I ask many of my guests about their earliest recollections and how it relates to their interests and perhaps life work or hobbies and values now as an adult. So you can tell us something about your earlier life?
Yes. The spiritual world has always been something for me that I was searching for. I remember when I was very, very young, I used to go to church and to sing at the, you know, at the choir, and also to be involved. And I was always like trying to understand from within what was happening in people. I remember one of my favorite games. I was a little bit strange when I was 7 years old, but I used to sit on a bench bus for, let's say, 2-3 hours, and I was just looking at people. And I was like wondering, why he's got a red hat? Why is he talking like that to his dog? This is not nice. Imagine if it is a person. And I was always asking questions, like all children can have, but it was very, very deep.
I think you were a sensitive child. You were aware deep within your soul and feeling what was not right in certain people's attitudes and behavior and the physical world and perhaps its harshness. And you weren't so strange at all, because I was exactly the same. And most of the people on my show who are leaders in their field were this way as children. So we were empathic. We were aware of the values of a higher universal or spiritual awareness of life beyond here, perhaps, out of a physical body. where values are more about integrity, kindness, and compassion, and universal love, and the world being a physical place, sometimes in trying to fit in and survive, people are drawn into experiences that are not that way, not with those values. Now, can you tell us about any interesting teachers or mentors you met in your travels who shared something or valued something about dreams and life in general, like you?
Yeah, I've been, as an observer since I was a child, I've been inspired by so many people, by everybody. It was absolutely amazing. And I remember through a time when I went through that, I lived as a hermit for many years in silence and all, you know, just with myself. I was trying to understand the dreams that I was receiving. I was fascinated by dreams, and I just wanted to know more and more and more. And so at the beginning, I was a little bit extreme, like a scientist, you know, that just tried to decode the message and the understanding of the deepness of what dreams are all about. And I've discovered through time that our soul is like a living computer. And this is why I think your radio show, the name of your show, is amazing, because healing from within is the perfect title to understand the importance of dreams. Because with our dreams, we have the capacity to develop our spiritual autonomy. We have the capacity to understand that our soul is like a living computer, and we record positive and negative memories through all the experiences that we do. And this is why we have different personalities. This is why we are all humans, but simultaneously with different talents, different essence, and that are in connection with what we have experienced. When we go in the unconscious, we go deep inside the source code of who we are. And this is why this new dictionary is called the source code, because we go back to the essence of symbolic language. And symbolic language is the language of God. It's the language of the universe. And it is something that is very, very logical, that explains that everything that exists is a source of a state of consciousness, a quality, or a weaknesses, or a little bit of both. And we need to experiment that to fulfill ourselves until we reach understanding, enlightenment, we reach a connection with God that is beyond good and evil. And that is, like, this is important also when I teach, when I give my classes all around the world now. I travel in India, I travel in Europe, in many, many countries, in more than 43 countries now. And it is absolutely amazing to see that the new generation, like you were talking about, that are so sensitive, they are going to be in connection with dreams in the future. And symbolic language will become one of the most important knowledge for new generation, because like computers, they're going to be able to transform themselves, to recode themselves, and to adapt, to create, you know, new software within themselves by healing from within.
Thank you. I could not have hoped for more to hear that beautiful message. Now, can you tell us about the profound, life-changing dream that forever altered your own destiny?
Yeah. So when I started to receive dreams at the beginning, it was like a detox. I was receiving nightmares so intense. It was so intense. I was having, like, earthquakes. I was having atomic bombs in my dreams, tsunamis and everything. And right away, I think I've been blessed not to see that as something that could be a real thing. I had the wisdom from within. I've been inspired to understand that it was my own earthquake. It was my own atomic bomb. it was my own tsunami from within that was in connection, because my unconscious was opening and was creating waves of information that was destructuring who I was at the time, to rebuild myself differently.
So you had to eliminate a lot of those type of visions so that you could then download something that would be more profound.
Exactly. And through the nightmares, I've come to understand and to understand deeply that evil is educational, that we're not there to fight evil. We are there to educate, to transform it. And this is so different than what we think. You know, it's like when we are in front of someone, the first reaction when something is bothering us is to attack or to create a conflict or to, you know, instead of transforming, instead of putting love and wisdom to solve the situation so the situation will reach a better level of understanding. And this is what we need to do within ourselves. So
yes.
And when we start to open the unconscious, it can be very, very intense. Because I know a lot of people are listening to your show right now, and they can receive a lot of nightmares. And sometimes they think they are crazy. You know, they think it's like, you know, they're spiritual people, they're so good people, and then simultaneously they receive nightmares that are so, you know, sometimes, you know, disturbed.
Nothing is random in our life, and nothing is random in our dreams. We are downloading information specifically for our own soul development, and if we can get past the fear element, we can use it to release and to go to a higher state of consciousness. Now, Kaya, I'd like to tell you something. After taking Reiki energy healing, which altered the energy system of my own body, so I download higher levels of universal energy so that I can channel it to other people, which helps them to release some of their fears and nightmares and dreams through this healing, ancient healing technique. Well, one night I had a dream, and I saw, it was upon awakening, I saw a man with a suntan face and a brilliant smile and a balding head. And he looked a little like my dad or my father-in-law, but it wasn't them. And he was younger and taller, and I had never seen him before, yet he appeared so vividly just as I was beginning to wake up. And then a few days later, I brought my first book, Life is No Coincidence, to my agent in New York City, and then I proceeded to a workshop with Squire Rushnell, who had written a book, When God Winks, which was similar to my book, showing how coincidences were messages from spirit guiding us to stay on our life path and to have experiences that were ultimately for our highest good. Now, he was wearing a baseball hat, but when he walked to the front of the room and took off his hat and turned to the audience, I recognized the same face that I had seen in my dream. At the end of the class, I went up and told him. I didn't know what it meant then. I told him about the dream, and I am sure he remembered me, because a few years later, when I started to do my radio show, Healing From Within, Squire Rushnell was one of my first guests. Now, what kind of dream was that? Does it have a name?
Yeah, that was a beautiful dream. And so in dreams, we can meet people, we can have premonitory dreams, we can have information about the past, the present, and the future. It is absolutely amazing. The quantum physics of our consciousness and of the metaphysical dimensions is just, we are just at the beginning of opening up to these extraordinary spiritual powers and psychic abilities that we all have within ourselves. So having the possibility to meet this man, it was, of course, related to a situation a few days after that. So he was in representation of a spiritual person, also of a writer. So simultaneously, it was, at the same time, it was the premonitory dream of meeting him, But in dreams, there's no tourist. There's always exchanges. It's like when we meet people in dreams, we are always them simultaneously. So it was like a new masculine polarity related to your new life at that time, becoming a writer, becoming a speaker, etc. So this was a part of you that was in process of being activated like a new program. You were, you were receiving a new masculine polarity in you as a woman. So it was a part of you that was there, and it was a little bit like your dad also.
Now, Kaya, you give definitions for so many words in our everyday language with great insights into the changes that are happening now at this very important, critical time in the evolution of man, because we are going from the world of the material into more spiritual beings who will be able to download it intuitively through dreams and in other ways. So you use many wonderful words. And for example, for the word light, you write, "Nowadays, human consciousness is experiencing a return to the light, both on the esoteric level through increased research into spiritual knowledge and enlightenment, and on the exoteric level through increased research into a better understanding of the human body and the phenomena of our existence. The development and stage in human life is a good illustration of the evolution of human conscience. Man now has more and more access to this knowledge from within. His conscience has lit up, so to speak. He is becoming more spiritual as he integrates the understanding of the multi-dimensions. Please, Kaya, tell us more of the light and also of obscurity or darkness and obstacles, as an understanding of both seem to be the way for us to develop a more awakened soul life."
Yes. So this is what is really remarkable with this new dictionary, and hundreds of my students have participated to that work. So I have doctors and psychiatrists and therapists, Reiki masters also, because when we are a Reiki master, we need to understand symbolic language, because we have visions when we treat people. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to understand what we see, because this way we can recognize what memories that we are working on. You know, energy healing and symbolic language in the future will be so totally connected, because it's so important. This way we can go even more further, and then the notions of being able to bring light and to bring healing with understanding. And so yes, the light is a very extraordinary symbol that we can see in dreams, because like you really explained, part of the book that you just read, so we talk about light is a symbol of understanding. And so the notions of the obscurity, if we are in a dream and it is obscure, it doesn't mean that it is negative. Like in real life, you know, when we wake up in the middle of the night and we go and to get a glass of water and it is dark in the house, it doesn't mean something wrong is going to happen. It is something that is more in a notion where we are not necessarily aware of everything. Obscurity, on a positive way, can be like the beginning of something, preparing ourselves for something, a reflection on something. And then the negative side, of course, can be in connection with things that we don't see, things that we don't understand, because light is truly one of the most powerful symbols to understand the notions of bringing understanding to ourselves and to the world. So it is a very, very beautiful symbol. Other symbols that are important to understand are the four elements. The four elements are fundamental notions to understand our dreams. So first we have fire, and fire is related to our spirit, to our energy. So if we see in a dream anything that is related to energy, fire, an engine, a car that is going fast, or an animal that is going very slow. Everything about speed, everything about connection with energy will be in relationship with fire element, which represents our spirit. Then we have the air element that is in connection with the world of thoughts. So birds, mosquitoes, the wind, whatever that is in connection with the air element will be symbols that are in connection with the way we think. And then we have water. If we see a tsunami, it's a problem with emotional aspects. So especially a tsunami will be, of course, the negative aspects. So it's an emergence from the unconscious of a lot of data, a lot of memories related to repressed emotions, or an extraordinary potential forces also that we do not master yet. And then, of course, if we see a calm sea and everything, and if we swim in a swimming pool or in the sea, then it is like we are in harmony with our emotions related to where we are and the other symbols that will be around us. Of course, we'll have an interaction because a dream is an algebra of consciousness. It is an equation. It's like mathematics of consciousness. We need to do water plus swimming pool plus a car plus this. If we have many symbols in the dream, we need to add and combine them. This is the thing that takes them more time to understand, but it is really something that it creates a profound logical aspect. And then we have, of course, the earth element, the fourth one, which is in connection with the world of action. So anything that we see on Earth, all the animals on Earth will be in connection with the world of action, and those in water will be in with our emotion, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, it's really funny. The words fire, air, water, and earth, time and space, geometric equations, became very important to me. They kept just coming in and out, and I wasn't quite sure of what I was supposed to do with all that data.
Yeah, and this is like when we start to have an awareness like you had about elements and about geographical and geometry, etc., all this is like because we are in the world of cause. We are rebuilding, restructuring values, principles, ways of seeing life and things and everything. And it creates a new dimension where we enter in multi-dimensions with new understanding and new perceptions of things and situation and people. And this is like, this awakening is not easy.
No.
It's not easy.
Not at
you
all.
You know that. I'm sure you went through some very hard time like I did.
Yes.
Because when we have a new awareness, we need to transform all the data that we have accumulated from societies and from our families, etc.
Yes.
We keep the beautiful ones, of course. we don't erase data that are great, but we need to reprogram certain ways of thinking. And this is difficult sometimes when we don't know what to do with all that. And most of the time, and I know people that are listening to your show sometimes, they are alone in their home or in their village, and because there's not a lot of people that are thinking like them. And we feel very alone when we open up, when the awakening starts to being activated in us. And it's a mutation from being a human to becoming an angel.
Yes, to change the thoughts and belief system and the socialization process of a lifetime takes great dedication and love of life and a passion for life and a dedication to doing the best you can with your own gifts. So we will say to those people out there that it is a great gift to awaken this way, and other people will eventually follow in these steps, maybe not at the same time as you. But you must continue forward because it is your path and destiny, and it is beautiful, and the effects that come as a result of this dedication, as Kaya and I well know, is something we could not forsake for any reason. How would you, Kaya, suggest readers use this detailed source code, and what would you like readers to know about the dreams we all have and share?
First, we need to understand that our dreams are our spiritual autonomy. It is so important to understand that. And this new dictionary, the source code, it is not just the book. It is really something that, you know, it took more than 15 years to prepare this dictionary. And so it can help therapists, it can help people that are dreaming, or if you want to know the dreams of your children and everything. This is a book that we can easily connect to, because it's like you take one word at a time and then you read the definition and the plus and minus of each word, explanation of that. Because certain dictionaries sometimes, you know, they give us just the positive or just the negative, but all symbols can be positive or negative. You know, it's a table is a symbol of sharing.
Yeah.
So it is the logical aspects of objects and of situation and people. And this dictionary is, I think, and it is, I know, because it is now in more than 43 countries.
And I thank you very much for your hard work. I want to thank you, Kaya, for joining us on Healing From Within and sharing your new book, The Source Code, The Ultimate Spiritual Guide to Dream Interpretation. For more information and to purchase this very detailed and valuable book, go to ucm.ca.
Yes, that's correct. And another website that is connected to the same place, it's 72angels.com.
In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have entered the magical and practical world of dreams, a source for understanding our energetic life force and the human condition. And in using this phenomena and tool, we may begin to create the life we want, leaving many fears, limitations, and traumas behind us while we move forward to fulfill our greatest life goals. The code that Kaya offers to us reveals the intention inscribed both in matter and in every individual person, and it allows us to discover a new way of perceiving life. All seekers of wisdom and universal energy seek to discover the answer to who are we? What is the purpose of a physical life, and what happens to us when we die? By knowing that our dreams are the inner stuff of what life is made of, the spiritual essence of our soul, and the connection to universal energy, we may know ourselves and others better and become more aware and awaken to the possibilities of creating our most positive and fulfilling life experience. In my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers to Healing and Infinite Love, I suggest certain ways to perceive our individuality, uniqueness, and our interconnection to each other and all of life as a means to answer questions leading to freedom from fear and a return to peace, harmony, balance, and love. I wrote, as I fell asleep that night in Maine, in a place still free of the ravages of overpopulated areas where technology, mass production, and excessive pollution have endangered our precious environments, I envisioned the open, majestic freshness of forest, water, and pure and happy children and families nestled amidst the beauty of this majestic, natural state. I had a dream, or perhaps a visitation from one of my guides in spirit, and I heard, remember a place high above my home, a land of light which reflects the pure bright colors of the rainbow. Remember teachers of divine beauty, love and wisdom, and hear their thoughts which sound like music, to prepare you into your physical life with the finest preparation to succeed in all you do. Remember, as your heart beats and your feet tap and you dance to music, only you might hear from your guide or angel in an eternal place of true love that you are never alone. Remember you, and remember me as one together in unity and love for all time in life, and yes, in death. As I awoke from my dream, I remembered to be grateful for my life and was happy to know that so many others are finally awakened to this awareness of both their physical and spiritual lives. Kaya and I would have you value your dreams as expressions of the creative living spirit, which is your connection to the wisdom and guidance of Universal Source, and a way to create in reality your most valued dreams. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear authors share their stories and views for opening our hearts and minds to the many realities and dimensions of life and energy that sustain and guide us to empowerment and enlightenment. Also go to DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you very much.